Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1244. Do You Need a Friend at Work? By Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. And I am Dan. I'm your host here, and welcome back to Optimal Work Daily, where I, of course, read to you every single day from these great blogs that cover work-life productivity, entrepreneurship, side hustles, and so much more. So let's get to it now as we hear from Dr. Jenny and optimize your life. Do You Need a Friend at Work? By Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. Having a friend at work matters, and it's about far more than having someone to gossip with. It matters because as humans, we're hardwired to connect. Spending time with others who we like and consider to be like us has been shown to be as important to our very survival as air, food, and water. Friendships help us to thrive. Considering we spend over a third of our lives in this place we call work, that's estimated to be around 80 to 90,000 hours of our precious time on the planet based on working a 40-hour week, and how many of us work for far longer. Keeping this in mind, plus the slightly uncomfortable realization we often spend more time with our work husbands and wives than the one we have at home, having someone to confide in, seek clarification from, work collaboratively with, vent our frustrations to, or have lunch with at work matters. Let's take a deeper look into why we benefit from strong, positive workplace relationships and best friends at work. 1. It provides a feeling of security. When in a place of uncertainty, being faced with a new challenge or being unsure of what is expected of us puts us in a state of potential threat. The brain responds in 200 milliseconds to answer the question, "Is it safe to stay here?" or "Is this person a friend or foe?" If the answer is safe to proceed, it puts us at ease. We relax, for the moment, and it frees up access to our conscious mind so we can get on with the work of solving problems more quickly, making good decisions, being willing to collaborate, innovate, and show sound judgment. 2. It's rewarding. Our spirits lift when we're in the presence of those people we like and we believe like us back. We look forward to sharing a laugh, a smile, and a conversation. As in any relationship, we don't have to agree on everything, but we have the understanding that they are on our side, and that provides the feeling that we belong. Feeling rewarded boosts the release of dopamine, our feel-good hormone. More dopamine shots are far more energizing and sustaining than having to rely on extra coffee to get us through our day. 3. It boosts performance. Engagement surveys by Gallup confirm a business advantage to having a friend, or better still, a best friend at work. And while the assumption is that this is a female thing, it's not. Results from a survey of 33,000 tech workers by a job site called Comparably show that 60% of women reported having a BFF at work and 56% of men. Taking a look at the Gallup stats, women who agree they have a work BFF enjoy double the level of engagement, 63%, compared to those who don't, 29%. Social connection makes our work seem more worthwhile and helps us navigate successfully through the bad times as well as the good. 4. It reduces the risk of mistakes and accidents. If you get on well with your coworker and you notice they've made a mistake, you're more likely to point it out so it can be corrected. The friend is now grateful to you for not letting their mistake jeopardize the success of the project, and you feel good for helping them out. Promoting win-win moments through connection boosts trust, contribution, and collaboration. Friends look out for each other. We don't want to see them get hurt. Psychological safety leads to more shared ideas and knowledge. Having good friends and mates at work has been shown to reduce the risk of accidents by 36%. Caring more about each other means if you notice a potential physical hazard, you'll deal with it to reduce the risk for everyone. Mindful safety becomes everyone's responsibility. And 5, positive workplace environments are good for business. Again, Gallup reports it can boost profit levels by up to 12%. Not a bad outcome for leaders seeking a way to retain a competitive advantage, and it makes the workplace a draw card for others. How to make a friend at work? This works best through a combination of individual and group effort. Leaders who promote a positive workplace community create a working environment for friendships to flourish. 1. Create a great place to work for all. It's no accident that CCA New Zealand has won the Best Employer Award for the last 4 consecutive years. The leadership and HR team have worked closely to nurture positive relationships across a diverse and remotely separated organization of employees. People openly say they are proud to work for the company, proud of the work they do, and proud to be part of something they see contributing to the greater good. Enduring friendships at work makes everyone feel good, boosts teamwork, and makes us better humans. 2. Get good at helping out. The fastest way to build connection is to ask for or provide help when you can see the need. It engenders trust, the first essential ingredient for any relationship to blossom. 3. Be okay with admitting when you're wrong. Owning up to making a mistake or not knowing the answer can be excruciating because it makes us feel so vulnerable. Coming from a medical background where knowing was seen as essential, admitting to not knowing or getting something wrong was often seen as career suicide. Thankfully, such attitudes are changing, but the most effective leaders are those who lead with humility and ask the most questions. Having friends at these moments provides a life raft of support and empathy to help us find the courage to stay brave. 4. Call out the good. We're often so swift to judge, point the finger, and blame others that we forget that nurturing friendships includes showing your gratitude. And what nicer way to do that than by publicly acknowledging when a colleague went that extra mile to assist a colleague, a client, or a customer? Praise walls are a wonderful way to spread the positive news and encourage reciprocity. Get good at saying thank you and with a smile. An insurance company in Wollongong has a praise tree on a wall. Every time a staff member is noticed to have made a positive contribution, their name and what they did is written on a new leaf that gets added to the tree. I suspect they will soon have a forest of trees overflowing with leaves in their offices. 5. Keep the doors to good communication open at all times. It's not just managers and leaders who need to be accessible. Aim for a workplace environment that enables water cooler chats and other face-to-face interactions across the day. And 6. Create social activities beyond just your team. Your next BFF might be working in a different department or team. Without the opportunity for greater transdisciplinary get-togethers, it's a missed opportunity for new relationships and a greater understanding of how different teams and departments work within an organization. The best way to break down silos is to seek a greater understanding of each other and develop multiple threads of connection within the workplace. Being a better human is about seeking ways to contribute and collaborate more, to nurture friendships, and show kindness to each other. You just listened to the post titled, Do You Need a Friend at Work? By Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks to Dr. Jenny for another great post from her site. As a keynote speaker, Dr. Jenny Brockes has presented to and worked with thousands of people to empower them to cultivate their own thriving mind. What gets her out of bed in the morning is the opportunity to impact someone else's world, seeing that spark of insight in their eyes when they see what they can do for themselves. As a voracious reader and prolific writer, she continues to indulge her curiosity and has just published her fourth book titled Thriving Mind: How to Cultivate a Good Life. And as a board-certified lifestyle medicine physician and best-selling author, her vision is to enable everyone to be a happy, thriving human. And please do check out her site. It is drjennybrockes.com. You can find so much great info there. So please do stop by to show her some support. Okay, that is going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it and got something out of it. And be sure to tune back in tomorrow for another article, and that is where your optimal life awaits.